Blog Talk Radio.
We've decided to focus our energy for you on helping you get the career of your dreams. Now, how does that sound to you? The career of your dreams. You know, I am just in awe and just overwhelmed at the thought and the idea of having a career that I absolutely love. You know, and because I love it so much and because I feel like I have really tapped into that sweet spot, so to speak, as it relates to our vocation, our education, and our occupation, that it's almost overwhelming. However, I can't keep it to myself, so I want to share it with you. And God did it. God did it. I just kept plugging away, and God, you know, he orders our steps. And so he ordered the education, the coaching, the motivational speaking, the seminars, the training, the jobs, the experiences. I just so love how he does things. He is just so amazing. And even the firings, even the resignations, even the things that have gone wrong, and I'm talking about seriously wrong, okay, on jobs, how he's orchestrated all of that, and it has now culminated into this career development, career coaching. And it's not for me, and that's what's so beautiful about it, but it's for you. I want you, whoever you are, I want you to have the over-the-top career. I want your career to rock. You know, my sister is doing it. She's working on a sermon for Sunday, and I'm not going to give it all the way, but if you're going to be in Maryland, you need to go there and you can hear it for yourself. But it has something to do with a rock star. Well, I'm talking about the rock star of your career. You know, well, it's been stated before, and research has shown that, and a lot of the experts will tell you that, you know, as human beings, especially in this day and age, we spend so much time at work. It's our livelihood. It's how we pay our bills. It's how we educate our children. It's how we do our livelihood. For those of us who pay our tithes, it's how we pay our tithes. Without a job, you know, and some people, they are so caught up in paying their tithes, which is great. But don't forget, without a job, you wouldn't have a tithe to pay. And so it's just your job is important. It's important to have a job. You have to have a job. You know, my mother used to tell me when we were growing up and my other siblings, she said, if you don't work, you don't eat. And so, therefore, if you don't work, you don't eat, you don't work, you don't have a roof over your head, you don't work, you don't have clothes, you don't have a lot of things. And so it's important to work. Now, what could be more important than having a job? I mean, since you need a job to feed yourself, clothe yourself, and just do the basic necessities that you need to do as a human being. Feed yourself, clothe yourself, provide a roof over your head. Oh, and medical care, you have to pay for that, even if it's a small amount. Education, you have to pay for that, even if it's a small amount. Transportation to get to and fro, you got to pay for that. You can walk, but you can't walk everywhere. You would never, boy, you'd be dead by the time you got there. You can't walk everywhere today, no. You know, there's just, you know, we need energy, we need electricity, we need a lot of different things that we need, and then some things we want. We want to get our nails done, we want to put makeup on, we want to keep our hair cut. If you're a man, you may want to keep your sideburns trimmed or your beard or even for hygiene. You have to wash up, you have to brush your teeth. You know, so, you know, you need a job. So what could be better than getting a job? I mean, right here, look at this. You're on the phone. The phone costs you some money. The service to use the phone costs money. If you're sitting down, that whatever you're sitting on, that costs money. So, you know, what could be more important than a job? And right now, the economy has been for, and not only now, but even for the past 3, 4, 5 years almost, we've been in a real slump. This economic situation has really gotten a lot of people down there. A lot of people have lost their lives. People have committed all kinds of crimes because of this economy, economic status that we're in, people losing their jobs right and left. It's been some real devastation. And so what could be, but there is, I believe, something that is a little bit more important than having a job. So anyway, I want to just welcome you to the session on tonight. You're going to be hearing, as a matter of fact, if you come every Thursday night, we will be doing something with career development, helping you. As a matter of fact, next week we're going to talk about that personal branding. We're going to talk about your image. Now, for those of you who, if you're in the New Jersey area, if you're in the Newark area, if you know someone who is unemployed, I believe we still have some slots available in a program that I am doing the career coaching and career advancement with a group of women called Lavender and Lace. So if you know anyone in that area, you send them to 620 Clinton Avenue in Newark, New Jersey. Have them there tomorrow by 8:45. The program starts at 9 a.m. You have them come a little bit earlier. They have to be over the age of 18. You must be unemployed and or you could be unemployed on welfare, but you must be able to commit to 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 9 to 3 p.m. So I will be there tomorrow, so I will meet you there. But we're going to have a fantastic time. So anyway, I just want to welcome you to the broadcast tonight, and I definitely want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. If you have a career question, please dial in 347-945-7991 and hit your number one key, but only professional and serious questions are allowed. So please, if you're calling just to joke around, please be respectful. This is a professional broadcast. So I welcome your call, though. I'm here for you. I'm your career coach, so I'm sitting here waiting for you to call in. 347-945-7991. But while I wait, I will go over our topic for tonight, Communication Skills 101. Now, why Communication Skills 101? Well, as it relates to your career, you have to be able to communicate. You have to be able to communicate what it is that you want and what it is that you have to do. So I want to definitely say that the one thing that I feel is more important than just having a job is having a job that you love. So I'll say that again. The one thing that I feel is absolutely more important than just having a job. That's great because you've got to work. You have to eat. You have to feed yourself. You may have to feed your family. You may have to feed others. More than likely, we do have to feed others. We do have to take care of others. But here's the thing. Since you got to work anyway, correct? Got to get up anyway, right? You got to go spend 8+ hours anyway, right? Okay. There are probably, a few thousand different careers. So why not find one that you love doing? So anyway, that's what I'm all about, is doing what you love. Finding a job, there's so many jobs. I could see if there were like maybe 10 and you had a very small choice. Like, for instance, if you get Neapolitan ice cream, it has the vanilla, the strawberry, the chocolate, so you get 3 choices. Whereas if you just go get the vanilla, that you just have the one choice. Well, I could see if careers were just had a 10 choices or so. But no, there are literally thousands of different career choices. And here's the best part of it. This is just awesome. I mean, when I tell you this, it's gonna blow you away. It's gonna absolutely blow you away. So here you are, tuned in to the Career Coach. Hi, by the way, I'm Lilisa. Nice to meet you if it's your first time tuning in. Well, we welcome you. Don't forget, tune in every Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're there with Professor Author Terry Benjamin, who is the author of Sexy at 60 and Older. And he talks about life, healthy aging and lifelong learning. He absolutely loves what he does. I'm going to tell you, it's just something, exciting, even about being around people who love their jobs. Now, I don't know about you, but for me, I absolutely love being around people that love their jobs. I do not like being around people who don't like their jobs, who hate their jobs. Those people that go, oh, boy, it's Monday, that kind of thing. It's like, oh, the job, they hate their jobs. Because if you know someone like that, or if that's you, please, it's time to get a coach. If you ever wonder, do I need a coach? If you hate your job, it's time to get a coach. If you're not happy on your job, it's time to get a coach. If you are unsatisfied in the work that you're doing on your job, it's time to work with a coach. And I'm letting you know I am available to coach you to a satisfying job, to a job that is fulfilling, and to a job that you can be happy with, a job that you can love. And as a matter of fact, let's just go on and transition it from being a job to a career, okay? Because some people, they feel that if you put the word career in front of it, it just has more value. It has more meaning, and that's fine. But it's still all the same, job, career, your vocation, your occupation. Oh, and when it's all boiled down, as my mother would say, when you boil it all down and pour the fat off, it's still your job. So you still have a right. You have every right to love what you do in this day and age. Now, I understand 100 years ago, that's how Grandma and them did it. They just had to take jobs that were available. Sometimes the education was slim. And you may still have to take any job that is available today if you don't have much education and your skills are very low. But that's why I'm doing career coaching, because I want to coach you to get the job that you love. But as your coach, I have to tell you, you have to increase your skills. If you want to do a job that you love, you have to get the skill sets for that job. It's really that simple. For instance, let's just say you love, like let's just say you want to be a movie star, an actor, and you would just love that. You know, like you watch television or you watch movies or whatever, and you're just like loving it. You're like, wow, I wish I could do that, right? But then, you know, you go to work every day feeling frustrated, feeling unhappy, dissatisfied, not fulfilled. Well, you're wrong for that. Simply get off work on a Saturday, sign yourself up. They have them in almost every community. Sign yourself up for acting lessons and get started before you know it. Now, the minute you do that, you'll notice that you're no longer hating your job, because now your job is just a means to an end and you're just going to work to fulfill what you really love to do. So anyway, that's really, you know, career management at its best, when you can know what it is you want, go after it, but you still may have to go to your day job to still pay your bills because you got your day job now. Now it's considered your day job, and you're funding what you really want to do. You're funding your career. You're funding, you know, let your day job fund your dream job, because that dream job is the one, remember, that's going to bring you the ultimate in satisfaction, fulfillment. You're going to be happy. You're going to be enjoying your work, going to work every day. I tell you, let me just share my story for a quick minute. You know, I was one of those persons that I had a job that I was so unhappy on. I was so miserable. And you can tell when you're miserable on a job is when, first of all, well, one of the first signs, I don't know, maybe other career, I can't wait to meet up with other career coaches and career development specialists. You know, one of the main things is that you go to work. First of all, you don't even want to go. That's number one. That's how you can tell you're unhappy. You don't even want to go. And then you get there, and it's almost as if you can't even do anything. You feel your hands are tied. You feel like you're in bondage. Maybe you even feel a little nauseous, okay? And you're really not productive. You spent the whole 8 hours, and you didn't get anything done. That's when you really know you're in trouble. That's probably like almost the worst case. But it doesn't always start out like that, because, you know, in the beginning, you know, it's like a honeymoon. In the beginning, everything seems great. It's wonderful. You're excited. You know, it's something new. It's adventurous. It seems challenging. But after all, that wears off now. How long does it take for that to wear off? Well, it depends on the person, it depends on the organization, it depends on the department that you're attached to, it depends on your colleagues that you're working around, your peers, it depends on, a lot of times it depends on your manager, your supervisor, your leader, how much responsibility they give you, how much autonomy they give you, it depends on a lot of different things, so, but it's incremental, you know, it's the little things that add up. Things begin, all of a sudden, it just kind of creeps up on you almost like a cold, you know. It doesn't happen all of a sudden. Next thing you know, you got the sore throat, and then you got a little scratchiness, and then you got a little headache here or there. But but you really didn't pay it much attention until they all come at you at the same time, and then you notice. So I'm excited, though. This is probably the most excited I've been in a long time as it relates to careers. You know, however, I knew it was coming to a degree because I've been working on career development for, about 25 years now. So in 1987, I moved to New Jersey, and I began working on my career in 1987. I took a job as a file clerk, making about $4 an hour. I took a one-day temp assignment. But I went on that one-day temp assignment. I had my GED and not that many other clerical skills. I had gone for a 9-month clerk typist training back at Betts Business School, if anybody ever remembers that, if you were in Cincinnati, Ohio. Maybe you attended that school as well. But I went there. I came to New Jersey from by way of Cincinnati, Ohio, and I decided I was on a mission to advance my career. So that's what happened. I never thought that what I was doing was going to turn out to be my occupation. I guess it's similar to a child who finds a dog or a cat that's hurt, and they nurture that dog or cat, and the next thing you know, they're a veterinarian. I guess it's a sort of similar kind of thing. Or someone is in high school and they're always litigating and advocating for another student, trying to find justice and getting down to the facts, and all of a sudden that person ends up a judge or a lawyer, okay? I guess it's similar, you know. I've always been about, I guess, career development and career betterment, I would say career betterment, especially having been a high school dropout. And I guess that, you know, for a long time I said, okay, God, you know, what was all that dropping out stuff all about, you know, and especially when I got to college and did some other things, you know. But I see now that it was part of the plan, because now that I've been on the other side, so I've been laid off, I've been fired, I've quit. I tell some people I've been thrown in better places, you know. I've been thrown out of companies, so to speak. But I've also made some strides, too, in terms of career achievement and career success. I started my own business, as a matter of fact, Performance Strategies Unlimited. That's the company that I started in 2002. So in another month, February or May, let me check the date, but we are about to go into 10 years, so during that time, we're going to celebrate, we'll celebrate all this year, all year, and we'll celebrate. Yes, February was the date that Performance Strategies Unlimited became a business. So I'm very, very, very excited about celebrating 10 years, and we hope that we can see some of you at some of those celebrations. So we're very, very excited about that. So again, if you just tuned in, welcome, welcome, welcome. You're tuning in to the Coach Lalisa Show with Career Coach Lalisa. This is my latest thing. I am so happy and so, oh my God, Kiva, you just don't know. This has been the greatest thing for me. But again, like I said, your life should show you where you're going. Okay, if you look at where you've been, right, because we can't say where we're going, but we can say where we've been. So if you, you know, take time, and that's part of what the career planning will do. You're going to look at some of the things you've been doing, okay? And that should show you exactly where you're headed. So I'm excited. I am so excited. You just don't know how exciting this is to be. And again, like I said, we're going to talk about branding next Thursday, so make sure you stay tuned. And then on February the 2nd, we're going to talk about confidence building. And then February the 9th, we're going to come back with creativity. And February the 16th, we're going to talk about the changing workplace. And then for February, we're going to finish up with challenges. So then March, being Women's History Month, I'm going to bring some topics, but we're going to look at it from a woman's perspective. So for all you women leaders out there, female leaders, please make sure you tell your friends. And again, if you have a question for the career coach, please call in or type it into the chat room. I'd be glad to answer that for you. But tonight, I did want to go over some communication techniques and some, what is it about communication? Well, first of all, again, if you're going to get anywhere today, it's all about communication, because we're in an era of information, right? We went from the agriculture era, then we moved into the manufacturing era, we went to the service era, and now we're in the information era. That's where we are. And it's all about communications, because information and communication go together hand in hand, like a hand in a glove, like white on rice. They just go together. So communicate. I thought that would be a great place for us to, you know, start today to talk about. But yes, we're going to talk about some other things, but I'm just so excited. So communication is important to your career advancement. And that's what we want to focus on, too, is your advancement in your career. Because, first of all, like we said, it's your job. You got to go every day. Some of you go more than, you know, 5 days a week. You put a lot of time into your job. Why not advance, right? You're putting a lot of effort in and advancing. What that means is that you're getting something back out of it. And what you're getting out of it, you will feel probably more satisfied. You will probably feel more fulfilled, more happy, knowing that you're advancing. Even if it's not upwards, but even if it's sideways, you're still moving. You're not stagnant. You're not growing stale. Because a lot of people, they get on their jobs, they grow stale, and what happens? They get frustrated, and they're no longer happy. And now, when we're no longer happy, we tend to make everybody else around us a little bit unhappy as well. So it's best to face reality. So let's look at some things that we're going to be talking about tonight as it relates to communication skills 101. Well, let's look at some styles vocally and verbally. So you have a couple of types of voices. You have your power voice, and that's what you want to put on when you're at work. When you're at work, you know, when you're home with your family, your kids, you know, you may want to be, you know, Miss or Mr., you know, meek. And that's fine. You want to be meek at work as well. But you want to be seen as someone who has, you know, self-mastery, you know, you have your self-power over your own self, your own ability, your skills. And in a workplace, remember now, you're not there in a vacuum. There's other people, there's competition, though it's not bad. Competition isn't bad in that sense, and sometimes it can get that way, but it doesn't have to be. Competition just means that there are other people who either want what you want, or they want, you know, they want success too, and there may not be enough slots for everybody. So you're, in that sense, you're competing. So you have to have your power voice. You have to have your power speech. What we say is just as important as how we say it, right? You hear people say all the time, well, it's not, you know, it's not what you said, it's the way you said it. So you need both. You need not only just the how we said it, but what are we saying? You know, when you're at work, on your job, your career, you want your conversation is targeted. Is targeted at problem solving, is targeted at decision making, is targeted at encouraging others, is targeted at motivating your coworkers. It's targeted at empowering your coworkers, even if it's your supervisor. Do not, let me just say this loud and clear, do not be afraid to motivate your supervisor or your manager or your leader and say encouraging words to that person. That's your communication style. See, your communication style is also branded. So I know we're going to talk about branding next week in detail, but just know that your communication style is your brand. And so you want to be that person on the team who has a power voice and power speech. And then you also want to have, you know, power talk. Again, you know, your speech and the way you pronounce your words and, you know, you're talking, you're saying things that are positive, that are influential. Your talk is positive. Your talk is progressive. Your talk moves forward. You know, try to stay out of argumentative type of situations. It's not to say you can avoid it totally. There is no way. But you have to, as a communication style, part of your communication style is to avoid it. Now, I know everyone isn't good at this, and trust me, I've made some big, giant bloopers. But, you know, I try to take myself out of the situation immediately before it gets worse, okay? Because here's the thing. You can control yourself, but you cannot control the other person. It's just like driving a car. You know, you can control what you do behind the wheel, but you can't control the other driver. So you have to drive defensively. And the same thing at work. You have to be careful that others do not trap you in some type of a conversation where your communication skills will be in jeopardy, or your effective communication skills would be in jeopardy. But that's a part of communication, is also being aware of your surroundings, being aware of what's being said, and noticing if what's being said is to draw you out of your character. And your character, that being your brand, that being your reputation, so to speak. So your vocal style, you have your power speech, your power voice, you have your power talk, and then you have your power language. It's the way you say, the words that you use, using the proper tense of words, making sure that you have the proper ending on your words. You know, so trying to get rid of those things like, you know, or it's like this, or you know what I'm saying, that kind of thing. You know, we try to get away from that, though sometimes it's hard if we make it a habit, but it's a habit that we have to learn how to break. So our vocal style and our verbal style makes up our total communication package. Our image, our total communication brand, so to speak. So if you're just tuning in, if you just came into the online session tonight, we're talking tonight about communication skills 101, and we're just opening up our talk dealing with our total communication package, our style, our image of communicating. And we identify four key areas: power voice, power language, power speech, and our power talk. And now, as we do that, okay, we want to make sure, as we're, and like I said, when we're at work, we want to make sure as we're communicating, because what you say can hurt you. Okay, people say, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me. Well, they can, in a sense where, people rarely forget what we say to them when it's, you know, something that is negative. If it's something positive, they may forget, but they won't forget if it's something negative. And these are habits that, as leaders, because remember, if you're not a leader already, in other words, if you're not a manager, supervisor, where you have a team of people, you may have that soon. And you want to be able to teach and demonstrate and role model for them the correct way of communicating with each other, with your higher-ups, with your subordinates, and with those around your colleagues. So you want to be able to discover some of the most common communication pitfalls so that you can sidestep them and how to get around them. So one pitfall that people fall into in terms of communication and a speech habit that says, you know, I'm a lightweight, all right? And that happens when we refuse to make decisions. When we're talking, we ramble. When we introduce inappropriate topics, and when we use profanity. So any of those four is a pitfall that you want to avoid. You want to be able to make a decision, you know, be sharp and to the point. We don't want to ramble. So sometimes we may have to think about what we're going to say ahead of time, possibly even write it down, or try to have it, you know, in bullet format in our head. Very hard for an orange like me to do, but I'm working on it. So indecision, rambling, kind of like what I'm doing right now, but introduction of inappropriate topics. And see, this is a great topic. So, for instance, communication is not an inappropriate topic. However, if I start talking about someone, or if I begin to tell some, you know, off-color joke, or just to try to get you to laugh or something like that, that would be inappropriate. Or the use of profanity, okay? These are things that you want to avoid. Also, here's another area that, trust me, I know all too well about this area. But at work and your job, you definitely, if you want to get promoted, you want to advance, you really want to manage your career advancement, here's another pitfall that you got to avoid, and that's poor feedback skills. You know, there's a lot of managers that have been criticized by their employees because of their lack of proper and great feedback skills. You want to be able to give compliments. Yes, you have to give criticisms. There are times when you actually have to criticize an employee. Sometimes people are afraid to criticize an employee because they feel that, for a number of reasons. Another time we'll go into some of the reasons of why we don't want to. We'll do that in the confidence section when we do the series on confidence. But sometimes we, you know, it's hard to criticize people. We don't want to hurt their feelings. We don't want them to feel bad. You know, we don't want to hurt their feelings. So, but we're hurting them if we don't criticize, because how can they improve? How can they improve? Well, we should give a compliment, and we should also give criticism, but there's a way to do it. So if we're going to do it, we want to be specific. We don't want to say, you know, you always mess it up. Now, come on. Nobody always messes up. Do they? No, I don't think so. They don't always mess up. So we'd be specific. You could say something like this. You did a great job on this Excel spreadsheet. But the columns, you didn't make the columns wide enough, so you cut off the numbers, and I wasn't able to get that last number to make the calculations. So you want to be specific. And then you want to be sincere. You know, you don't want to just fuss for the sake of fussing or criticizing for the sake of criticizing. You want to really be sincere about what you're, you know, if it's something very minor that you can correct, fine, there's no need to criticize. But if it's a problem that you know is going to lead this person down another road of problems, it's best to, you know, go on and speak up and verbalize it. And then you want to, you know, make it personal. Don't, you know, don't include everyone. Don't, you know, stay with the person. Don't generalize, in other words. And then you want to do it in a timely manner. You don't want to wait a week later, a month later, 6 months later, or you don't want to wait till it's time to do that person's, you know, review, and now you bring it up. No, so do it when it happens, almost much like what many people do with their children. You know, you want to correct them right away so it's fresh in their mind and they can understand, you know, where you're coming from. And then another place that a lot of people make mishaps and pitfalls is when not only in having poor feedback skills, but also in receiving criticisms, right? Sometimes, oh my God, oh, that's so horrible to have to receive a criticism. And we react in not always a great way. I have to admit that's happened to me more times than I care to remember. So we have to be very, very careful as we're communicating to be able to handle criticisms. But guess what? And I'm going to give you some examples of how you can do that. But guess what? Also, receiving compliments. Do you know that people, it's stated, especially women, that we're not good at receiving compliments? Can you believe it? You know, think about the last time someone said, oh, your hair looks nice. Or, oh, that's a nice outfit. Oh, I love those shoes. Or, oh, girl, you look good. Now, what do we say? Oh, I need to lose weight. Oh, my hair needs a touch-up. Oh, I need to get my hair done. Or, oh, these old shoes or this old coat, this old outfit. So, you know, it's hard for us to receive compliments. So here's what we can do in order to resolve that issue of receiving compliments. We can simply say, thank you. You know, it's that simple. The person says, oh, I like, you know that you need your hair done. You may know that your hair isn't proper, whatever. But get used to receiving a compliment and just say thank you. Because it makes the other person, and I never thought about that before, but it kind of makes the other person feel like they're stupid. Like, I just told you that your outfit looked nice or your hair or your shoes. And you told me these old frumpy things or this old thing I've had, it almost makes it seem like the other person wasn't able to really recognize true beauty. Or they couldn't really recognize something that looks great. So we have to be careful when we do that. And so here's the simple answer, simple solution. Just say thank you. Don't combat, don't, you know, try to persuade them of why you know it's not beautiful or it's not great or it's not good. Same thing with a project at work. If your supervisor, your manager gives you a compliment about some report that you've done or some project that you've worked on, don't try to find a reason that it's not that great. Just say, thank you, and keep going, okay? So I want you to take out a piece of paper and just write a big thank you, and then quotation marks, and just hang it somewhere where you can see it every day, just to remind yourself to do that. And when it comes to criticisms, well, one of the things that we can do to sidestep that pitfall is to simply avoid arguing. That's okay. If someone criticizes you, just don't argue. Again, you might want to say thank you. Because, again, remember, criticisms, they can help us, all right? They can point out an area that we need to improve in. So, really, they've done us a favor. Because we couldn't see it on our own, you know, that Johari window where there's things about us that somebody else sees but we don't see. So we wouldn't have seen it on our own, sort of like with Nathan and David. When David couldn't see that he was the man and Nathan had to let him know, yeah, you're the one. So, you know, it's okay. And so we don't argue. We just say, thank you, or I see your point. That's the one I used to teach my students when I was at Yeshiva, teaching the students there, and they would want to get into an argument and someone else's opinion about something, and I taught them to say, oh, I see your point. Because the reality is everyone has their opinions. Okay? Now, another thing we want to do to sidestep that communication pitfall of receiving compliments and criticisms is that we, again, just what I've just said, just acknowledge the other person. I see your point. Or, you know, I see how you feel that way. I see how you could think like that or something. That is it, basically acknowledging them, letting them know that their opinion is not stupid or that they're not stupid, because that's how people feel when we argue about an opinion that they have, which is different than what ours is. And again, it's real easy to see this, especially when you're in a classroom. It's probably harder to notice on the job. You probably can notice it easier with your children, though, too. But in the classroom, it's very easy to see because you have 14, 15, 20 students sometimes in one classroom with everybody coming from all these different backgrounds. You're bound to have differences. And so one person says something in terms of how they feel, and then so many other, well, no, it's not like this, it's not like that. So that's how we do that. So to get, again, if you just tuned in, we're talking about communication skills 101 to help you be successful in your career advancement. You want to advance in your career, you want to get a promotion, and you should. You should go for promotions. I mean, there is absolutely no reason that you should have to stay in one position. And, you know, gone are the days where you go on one job and you stay 30 years and you get your, you know, gold pin. Gone are those days. And if you don't believe it, just go down to the unemployment office wherever you live and talk to those people who had been let go for whatever reason they were let go. Whether the company closed down, right-sized, downsized, doesn't matter. They are gone from those jobs that they could have thought they would be there forever. So one of the reasons I'm so happy to be bringing career advancement tips, strategies, and tools to you is so that you'll always be prepared. You always have your career ready. In other words, your career ready, your advancement ready. You're ready to be promoted. You're ready for the next level in your career. And that's a, you know, that's how you get to the next level, is to be ready. You need to be prepared. You need to start preparing yourself now. You need to, don't get lax. Don't get comfortable in your spot. Stop that. And the difference between, you may say, well, what's the difference in your coach, your coaching show now, Coach Lalisa, than what you had before? Well, the difference now is that I'm targeting and I'm focusing on career development. Before, I was focusing on a lot of personal development and different things. Well, now I'm focusing on career development, which personal development comes with that automatically, as opposed to the other way around. Because I can focus just on personal development, and it may or may not include career development. But this way, if I focus on career development, then personal development is already there. It's already a part of it. It's like ragu, it's in there. So I'm really excited about career development. And career development is something that I'm very passionate about. I want to see people advance in their careers. I want to see people grow in their careers. I think that it's healthy. I think that it's healthy to grow in your career. I think it makes a company more productive if they have employees who are about growing. I think it helps the overall economy as people grow to higher levels and produce more and become more productive. As we develop the resources around us, I think it makes more for everybody. I think when people stay stagnant, it hinders others who need to come behind us. If we're stuck in that spot, it's going to be hard for them to get over us. Definitely going to be almost impossible for them to go through us. So we need to be constantly moving up and creating more. We need to be better educated, better skilled, better trained, so that we can start producing more for others, you see. And that's why I'm so, you know, just excited. I'm just excited. I just want to run all over the place and just, you know, help people so much so, you know, God is so awesome that he even led me to a church that has a basically a career development ministry that's very big and thriving, not three or four members, you know, passing out some pamphlets, but a big, you know, thousands of members thriving in this area. And God led me right smack dab to this church. And so I know that this is more than just something that LaLisa wants to do. It's so much bigger than me. I don't even, it's huge. Tomorrow I go to a group of women tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock in the morning in Newark. I went there on Wednesday. I just spoke to the lady. I get there, and what does she have on the board? She had down the names of the instructors. Herself, she had herself listed as the personal development instructor. She had another woman, and she had her listed as the health instructor. And then she had LaLisa Williams and had me listed as the career advancement instructor. So don't tell me that, you know, this is something that, you know, just haphazardly came together. No, this is bigger than that. And so these women who are going to come to that facility tomorrow, they are going to pretty much get what you just got, talking about communication, sort of setting the foundation for them to begin to work on their voice, their vocal style and their verbal style, so that, first of all, they have to go for their job interview. They need to have the right voice once they get on the job. They also need to have the right voice. But to get the job, you got to have the right voice to get the job before you get on the job. And so it's going to be very, very interesting, very interesting. So here are some other tips before we go off the air on communication. So you want to be able to get your point across. You want to be clear. You want to be confident, and you want to be persuasive. Okay, you want to be specific. You want to offer some type of a benefit. And I know for those of you who work in customer service and sales, you definitely understand. But basically, most people work in sales no matter what you do on your job. If you work in McDonald's, you work in sales. If you work in Macy's, you work in sales. If you work as PSE&G, you're still in sales. So anywhere you work, you're still selling the company. And you're selling yourself. When you need to try to be positive instead of negative. We're talking about being an exceptional worker, an exceptional productive worker who is in charge and managing their own career. You're managing your own career growth. It's not like grandma. Back in grandma's days, somebody else did it for you. Those days are over. O-V-E-R. With an exclamation mark. Those days are gone. Wave bye-bye. Throw it a funeral if you need to. Whatever kind of burial, memorial service you want to give it, but it's over. It is time to take charge and to manage your career growth. No one's going to come and knock on your door or knock on your cubicle. Nobody's going to send you an email. I know you've been waiting for that email. No one's going to send you an email or fax you a memo saying, come on, we have a new position for you. Now, I'm not saying it never happens, okay? It may happen, but it only happened because you were behaving as if you wanted to advance. There's only two ways it happens. Either you were behaving in that manner or you verbalized it. And in order to get the promotion, you have to do both. You have to both verbalize it, and you have to demonstrate. Keep those two words in mind as you move forward with your career. Demonstration and basically communication go together. You must communicate it, and you must demonstrate what it is that you want. Companies promote people who they see already doing the thing for which the higher position calls for. That's the only way you're going to get there. They're not going to put you there and see if you can handle it. Nobody does that but your parents. Companies don't do that. Supervisors don't do that. They have too much to risk. They don't take those kind of risks. Companies take calculated risk. They put you there because they see you already doing it where you are. And when they see that, that gives them confidence, calculated risk, that you'll do it at your next level, as opposed to you're not doing it here, so let's put you there to see if you'll do it. No, doesn't work that way, okay? So you want to be able to speak clearly, get your point across, be confident. All right, now, another thing we want to touch on, there are basically three major communication styles. Three major communication styles. There's the passive style of communication, where you just kind of slumped over. You don't say much, just passive, never got anything to say. Then there are those people who are the aggressive. All right, these are the individuals, and pretty much they love getting into other people's space. These are the people who, when they're talking to you, they love to point their finger, or they either got their hands on their hips, they're rolling their eyes, you know, the whole head shaking. They're always, you know, look like they're rushing, they're trying to rush you on, got the hand movements going, the arms are folded. Those are the aggressive people. So three main communication styles. The passive people, just kind of slumped over, never saying much of nothing. Then there's the aggressive, almost borderlining the bully in the workplace. And then there's the assertive person, which hopefully that's what you are or you strive to be. The assertive person, now, this person, they allow you to kind of get your message across, and you, if you're an assertive person, you allow the other person to get their message across. And you don't offend them, okay? You try to be transparent. You create respect. And you also look confident in what you do, all right? You stand tall. Your shoulders, your hands are erect. You'll say things like, oh, you know, pass the butter, please. You're respectable. You make good eye contact. You have that firm handshake. And you're non-judgmental. All right. So I think that's what we're going to share on communication. Communications, I think that's all we have time for today. So, yep, we just have a few minutes left to the show. I might have a chance to get in my last little point. And we'll just let you know that also when you're being assertive, you want to use these five steps to express yourself assertively. You want to assert yourself properly, so you're going to use these five things. You're going to use I statements. You slow down verbally. You might deepen your voice a little bit. You're going to watch those nonverbal messages like the eyebrows raising, the hands moving, the arms folded, and things of that nature. And then you want to be able to listen. You want to be able to listen. All right? So I think next week I will start off with finishing up with how to present your ideas in a way that gets attention. Okay? But don't forget, next week on the show, we're going to talk about branding. All right? So hopefully your career will be, you would have advanced by then. Please send me a notice on Facebook if you get that promotion. If you want to go up for a promotion, don't hesitate. If you have questions, you can ask me, or if you want, you know, if you want to run something by me, and I'm standing with you. I think you deserve a promotion. You deserve that advance. You need to be moving. Let's go. I mean, what's the worst can happen? You put in for it, and they tell you no. So what? But at least you try. You know, you may not, maybe you didn't get it this time, but you'll get it next time. But that company will have more respect for you as they see you, because they know that if you're going to go for a promotion, they know that you're trying to better yourself. And if you try to better yourself, that means you're bettering them. The better you are, the better they are. Okay? So that's all we have time for tonight. It's been great. It's been real. And again, you got to keep moving on up. So we'll see you back Tuesday or next Thursday.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.